Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. And right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio, radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio,
ready.
Entertainment.
With your host.
Rich Money.
Don't
keep it locked. Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
Let's go! This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure. Formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Exclusive, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's up, dogs and divas? Welcome back to another episode of Love and Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money. And with me, I have the lovely Storm. Storm, are you in the building?
Yes,
Storm,
I'm here.
Are you in the building?
Yes, I'm here.
There she goes. All right, thank you for tuning in. Well, we appreciate y'all tuning in, Rich Money and Storm. As of tonight, we're supposed to have up-and-coming artist Picasso V in the building. Picasso, if you're on the line, press the 1 button, please, so we know you're here. Excuse me for 1 minute. Still trying to get myself together here. So Storm, what's been going on with you?
No, nothing really. I'm just excited to be back. Want to just take a minute, of course, and welcome all the callers and listeners to another episode of GQ Palace Love Entertainment. I do want to give a update on Jelani Day, we had spoke about him on our Wednesday show, the Diva Squad, and he was a young man that was, I think, 22, 23 years old. He went missing. He was at Illinois University. He was in college. He was away at college, undergrad student. He was going to school for speech pathology, and he went missing August 24th, and there really wasn't much information about him. Well, now we find out that there was actually, they found his car first, and then there was a body that was found September 4th. They just identified his body, the body to be his. So rest in peace, Jelani Day, and we're praying for his family, because it's definitely, it's hard, you know. Who would have thought a month later?
Yeah, you know, I don't mean to sound cruel, but you see this young man, his body's been found, and they ain't really saying nothing about it. And Gabby, I don't know how to say her last name. I always get her last name wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The world knows who you're talking about, trust me. The world knows.
And she got all this going on. So meanwhile, so what's supposed to happen to this young man whose body's been found? Are they going to do the same thing with him? Is it up to his parents to do all that they're doing for what they're doing for Gabby? I'm trying to figure that part out.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you, Rich Money. We spoke about it, you know, the other night, and I kind of, you know, I'm on the fence. I feel like it might be, you know, a lot of people were trying to say it's the color of the skin, you know, that got the power. And I was, you know, trying to just say that maybe it's a matter of just who you know, you know. Who do you know, knowing people, higher up people in higher places and your connections, you know. Maybe that's what's happening, you know. That's why it's so much footage and stuff going on, because they're still out there searching for her fiancé. And I don't know. I just feel like I haven't seen them search this hard before.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. What about the person that killed this young man, this young black man? Why are they not searching for them?
Well, there's no information, you know. There's no information about him. You know, unfortunately, there's no information. So, don't really know what's going to happen at this point. I mean, we hope and pray that, you know, the investigation will continue and it won't stop right there, you know, because sometimes I feel like the information, you know, that line just stops, if that makes sense, you know, after a body has been found and now it's a matter of the bodies, it stops. There's nothing else going on. There's no one else saying anything. It goes cold, you know, how like there's a cold case. I feel like a lot of times it just goes cold. So just hoping, of course, that it doesn't go cold. You know, and that even though, you know, his family may not know the right people or know, have connections, you know, in different places, I'm just hoping and praying that this won't go on and be a cold case. You know, they are definitely, it's an eye-opener for a lot of people who, you know, have been following the Gabby case, with Gabby being from Long Island and moving to Florida and traveling, you know, across the country to be a blogger with her fiance. There was, you know, some type of incident that took place between her and her fiance. And long story short, Gabby's no longer here, you know. So but they are still going. Like when I say going, they're still going. They're still on a lot of the news channels and everything. And when we posted it up on the business page, it was just like, okay, people were saying, oh, that's so sad, oh, poor girl, you know. And I just didn't really receive the same response for the Jelani Day. So definitely praying for a better outcome, you know, where people are definitely feeling, because you don't want the world to feel like we're back with the race card again, you know. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You want everybody to understand that, you know, things is happening, unfortunately, and, you know, hopefully it's not, you know, what you know is who you know. And I guess, you know, her family just knows a lot of people, you know.
I mean,
so.
Regardless of who they know, because I've seen people coming up on the loop saying, oh, she's a beautiful person, and, you know, we loved her, and I know she was 22 and everything, so, I mean, let's keep it. I'm going to keep it 100, I'm sorry. I understand you're 22, you know a lot of people, but if you know a lot of people like that, but she had moved how many years ago down to Florida?
Yeah, but you know what? That's in,
how many years ago she moved down to Florida? And all these people talk about, yeah, she was a pretty person, they knew her and such and such. But it's still not right for the simple fact, even the news got something to do with it. You know, they still supposed to mention this young man and let his family know, and let people know that they still out looking for the person that murdered him too. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, but they got news. You know. They got News 12 in Long Island that's handling it, and they got News 12 in Florida that's handling it. There's no News 12 in Florida. That means News 12 went down to Florida to help cover the case. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Because News 12 is Long Island. You know, that handles the five boroughs and stuff like that, you know. So only way News 12 is following the case, you know, firsthand over in Florida is if News 12 went to Florida. You know, to be able to cover the case. So, News 12, are you in Illinois? You know, did you go to Illinois to help with Jelani Day? You know, that's what people have to realize. The reason I kept saying is sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. Is God forbid something was to happen today? You know the people that's in your hometown. You know, they know, they've known you all your life. So yes, they have different things to say about you. You know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, because they've known you your whole entire life, which is a lot for some people, depending on what type of work the family did and if they were in the media, you know. So it definitely plays a lot of different parts. And, you know, it's sad. It's very unfortunate. And I'm just hoping for, you know, justice for both children. You know, I'm going to say definitely children. I'm hoping for justice for both of them. Justice for Gabby, where they're actually able to, you know, arrest, you know, her fiance. And I think what they're going to do is, I think the media is talking too much too, because he used her credit card, her Capital One credit card. I think it was Capital One credit card.
So he did use her card.
Yeah, he used it, charged like $1,000 or more on the card. So, of course, because they don't have they have a body now, but they don't have enough to really charge him with anything, they're going to charge him with that first. And that's pretty much going to open the door, you know, for any type of murder charge or something like that, because they're going to use that, you know, first. Like, okay, she was dead and you used her card, you know. That's a charge by itself. You stole her card and you used it, whether you were her fiancé or not. So they're definitely going to start with that first, and I got that from the news. But it just goes to show you that the news is talking so much. You're telling what the next move is going to be. You know, it's like, damn, checkmate. You know, it's like, checkmate. Like, really? You just telling everything that's going on? So definitely, you know, definitely crazy. It's definitely crazy. So definitely wonder, you know, I just wanted to really talk about that tonight and give an update. You know, happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday, you know. You know, it's Libra season for all the Libras out there.
you know what they say. They say Libra is the best sign. You know, that's one of the best signs, you know. It was said that the best sign for you to be with, the best sign for you to cope with, you know. Libra is the best sign out there. The best sign.
Really, I beg to differ. Capricorn is the best sign.
we ain't get to Capricorn yet, so.
I know, it takes a long time to get to Capricorn, but Capricorn season will be here before you know it, and Capricorn is the best sign. So happy birthday, though, out there to all the Libras out there. Happy birthday, Rich Money, you know. Libra season, you know, destiny. So definitely happy birthday to everyone out there. Definitely rest in peace to a lot of people that we've lost due to COVID. COVID is definitely, those numbers are going up again, guys. You definitely want to make sure that you're safe, you know, wear some type of, you know, protective gear around, because those numbers are going up. So you definitely want to be safe with that. Rich Money, why don't you just mention real quick that everyone definitely has to do their homework on this mandation, because they're looking to mandate you to get the vaccine, but there's a lot of different information that's saying that they can't mandate you. A lot of people are saying that they can. Some people saying that they can't. Some people say they have to, you know, they're going to investigate it more. But you guys have to be careful before you go walking off your job, you know, talk about I'm not getting the vaccine. Just hold off for a little bit. Don't get the vaccine, but don't walk away from your job either, you know. Don't quit.
Exactly.
Let them fire you for not getting your vaccine. So then at least you have a case, you know. Don't just quit. Talk about, oh, I quit because I'm not getting the vaccine, you know. You don't want to do that, you know. Unless you decide, like, you know what, I'm just going to quit my job today. So if you're deciding you want to just quit your job, then, you know, go ahead and quit your job. But at the end of the day, you want to just make sure that unless you have a plan B, don't quit your job talking about something with the vaccine, people. You know, hold off for a little bit longer. No, don't allow them to force you to get something that you don't feel comfortable getting. We understand that. But I'm just saying, don't quit your job either. Lay low, you know. Get you a lawyer. Do your own investigation. You know, let them fire you. Don't quit. You know, don't quit. I don't know. I just feel like people out there quitting their job all willy-nilly and stuff, like they got a plan B. You know? And young people, a lot of young people are doing it. A lot of young people are quitting their jobs like it's nothing. People, you want to make sure you have a plan B first before you quit your job talking about I'm not getting the vaccine. You know? So, Rich Money, so we're supposed to be interviewing Picasso V. So,
yeah, I just got a text saying he's trying to get into the station. He has to press the one button.
So you want to
go to a song real fast, Storm, while we see what's going on here?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to a song. You know, about 7:15. Let's go to a song, and then if he's not on by then, we'll just, you know, come on and still chop it up a little bit, you know. But Picasso V, if you are listening, the number to call is 563-999-3577. And you do have to press the one button. The phone lines are lit up, but we don't know which one you are. So you have to press that one button. So, Rich Money, let's just go to a song.
Okay. We're going to go to a song real fast. This is Rich Money and Storm. We'll be right back.
They can hate if they want to. Yeah, I said let them hate if they wanna go for nowhere.
What you know about the stereotype?
They can hate if they wanna.
Hey, ho.
Let them hate if they wanna go for nowhere.
Your friends keep saying you can do better with somebody else.
Hey,
saying I'm dangerous, that you can do that all by yourself.
Hey,
everybody got something to say,
and you don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy.
All that matters is I feel
great, and I don't even give a damn. I'm a better man, so tell them if they wanna hate me again.
Everybody got something to say.
They don't even wanna see why they're talking so bad.
wanna hit it, yeah.
Trying to inform us that he's calling in and he can't get through. I don't know what's going on, but we're just going to talk this out for now. And if he calls, he calls. If he don't, he don't. You know how we do it on Love and Entertainment. You know, we ain't going to force, we ain't going to take no issues, and we ain't going to pack no punches with nobody. You know, if you call, you call. If you don't, you don't. You know, but we appreciate everybody that's on the line right now. Picasso, if you're on the line, press the one button. Press the one button. Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go.
I'm
there
here. Hello. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, you know, sometimes
okay.
The phone lines, you know, sometimes the phone lines are flooded and people can't get through, but the phone lines are lit up, so there's a good amount of callers. Guys, you have to press that one button to go on the air. But otherwise, that will just keep on going. So, Rich Money, how you been anyway? You okay?
I've been doing good. I've been hanging in there, you know, taking it one day at a time. That's all I can do, you know, through the grace of God. You know, everything's just been good. You know, we got another nonstop media event coming up October 16th. We might go to that one. I know Camden, that is so far. That is so far. And okay, I seen the number pop up and then it went back off. So I don't know if that was him or not. I'm sorry, I paused for a minute, Storm. But we have another one coming on October 16th in Camden, New Jersey. And DJ Smooth Ski, DJ Spruce or something. These other two people, I don't even know who they are. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't even know who they are.
Well,
I know
they're DJs. They're DJs. You know, they're DJs. Pretty much, you know, nonstop media event. They have different events, you know, coming up. You win $1,000, you know, where you pay, you know, to perform as open mic contest. And if you win, you get $1,000, you get a trophy, you get some studio time, you get an interview on GQ Palace Radio. I think while you're at the event, Just Give Me the Mic is there, and they interview you as well, I think, there. So definitely, you know, definitely want to check it out and see. For those of you who are new to Nonstop Media, you can reach out to Joe Santana, as well as reach out to Rich Money. He can give you the information, you know, for the show. Looks like Hot 97. I see a lot of Hot 97 special guest judges. It says Hot 97, but I don't know if they're Hot 97 judges. But shout out to the last winner, Liz LDG. She was the September 18th winner. She took home that $1,000. And she gets the studio time. So doors open at 7 p.m. The pre-show is at 8 to 9. Showtime starts from 9 to 12. And the special guest showtime, special guest host Showtime, the Hype Man, is going to be
I believe
he was at the last event. When I did go online, he was at the last event, and he was, you know, the funny hype man that was definitely interviewing the introducing the artist. So I believe that was him. But definitely, you know, make sure you guys check it out. If you don't want to compete, you just want to go, you know, show support, stuff like that. I believe that the tickets are $25 per person. For those of you, you know, I don't see a lot of restrictions here. It just says 21 and over, ID a must, great food, bottle service. And then it's 2514 Federal Street in Camden, New Jersey. That's where that is. Artists can register. Phone number is 646-732-7251. You could go on www.nonstopentertain.com. So you could definitely do that. If you go on the website, you'll definitely see the winner. Let y'all ladies know, ladies to win too. This is a young lady that won. So definitely check out on nonstopentertain.com. So definitely check them out on there. Looks like Power 99. I don't know. 97.1. Mm. So definitely, definitely so, definitely some new people. A lot of people, you know, switching up. You know, pandemic going on. You guys still got to be safe out there. A lot of things going on. But let's talk real quick, Rich Money, about these nasty gloves that people are putting on. I'm just saying, guys, you got to remember to change them gloves, change your mask, gloves.
Oh yes.
You know. So you got you
got
to remember
nowadays,
to change the gloves, people, and the mask.
Yeah, and
they,
you still have to be coughing and not covering their mouth and sneezing. And, you know, it makes no kind of sense at all. It makes no kind of sense at all.
Yeah, so
my thing here is
I wanted to
stay away. That's how I feel about
there
me.
Is,
stay away from me and mine, you know.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, so just real quick, I do want to give another announcement real quick. There's going to be a, where is it? Let's see, October 30th, ladies and gentlemen. It's called I Am My Sister's Keeper, From Average to Excellence. It's an event that's going to be taking place at the Hampton Inn. It's 2000 North Ocean Avenue, Farmerville, New York. This is definitely just come to be enlightened, encouraged, and empowered. So it's going to be, you know, an event where there's going to be guest speakers and stuff going to be there. There's women empowerment, for those of you who are a little confused. It's going to be women empowerment. Women are going to be there telling their stories, their struggles, and how they overcame the different things that they went through, you know, in their life. In different situations where they are today. So the host is going to be, the host is Trish Hughes Hale, sister, first lady, because she is a first lady now. So definitely check it out. If you can go on Facebook or if you go on Instagram, I believe she's there too. It's called I'm My Sister's Keeper, Inc. You can find her anywhere if you want to donate, you want to come out to show support. There also is going to be a speaker is a pastor, Patina Pennon. You know, I know people hear pastor like, oh, church. You know, don't think of it like that. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a testimony. You know, so you definitely want to, you know, be able to, you know, receive the information that they're going to be given. So, and that phone number, to contact her is 631-320-6273. Or you can also go to My Sister's Keeper Jackson1@gmail.com. So you can definitely do that. Sorry for all the announcements, but definitely want to, you know, cover everything and, you know, support everybody with, you know, what we're trying to do here. So definitely, you know, definitely shout out to her. Longtime friend back from, she was a member of Unity Baptist Church many years ago. And she married, and her husband is a pastor, so she's a first lady. They just opened up their church. So definitely very excited. So looking forward to being there. So real quick, Rich Money, if you want to go to another song real quick, I'm seeing
Let's
a couple different
that.
Numbers
Let's
calling. You got to press that one button to be able to go on the air. So it's about 7:30, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to go to another song, and then maybe a song or two. And then we're going to come back and chop it up real quick, and then we're going to end our show and take it from there. So maybe we could I know we had a Love and Entertainment had a lot of artists on, so we do have some of their music. So what we could do is we could play maybe one or two of our previous artists that we've had on the show. We could play one of their songs. Do you want me to go for one, or you have one in mind?
You know what? You go for one.
All right, sounds good.
Let them know who it is.
All right. GQ Palace. This is your girl Storm, and we interviewed Abyss. She was on GQ Palace Love Entertainment. We've been in business for many, many years. We've interviewed a lot of people, pioneers, you name it, we've been there. So definitely going to take this time to play some of their songs. And then what we're going to do from that point on, you know, play a couple of our artists that we've interviewed before. We'll play some of their songs, and then we're just going to end the show, and we'll just take it from there. So this is GQ Palace Love and Entertainment. We're going to listen to Abyss, and it's called Why You Mad. GQ Palace.
You know what I noticed?
What, girl?
No matter what you do, you always gonna have some haters. And just when you think the hate is done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay. Since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live, I got a question. Like, hot damn ho, here she go again. Still murdering words purposely, perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst urgently. Emergency, 911, they reporting third degree. Homicide, but why, like they never heard of me. Surprise, like flashing before their eyes, now they nervous me. Curses, sitting in the corner like they're nerving me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking, you mean? Always got their mouth open, slow poking they nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off that wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Scheming, wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're phony.
They whispering.
Why you mad though? cause don't nobody do it like I do. They have yet to show and prove it. My music ain't just amusement, it's truth inside of a movement. Born into it, I'm fluent, can't carbon copy my blueprint. Balls on top of these markers, truth markers with sound and ruin. You doing too much, yep, you losing, look but can't touch. Yeah, you stupid if you think they're human and you could give a fuck about you basic haters who say tasting the way I've been this wave. I'm a jealous dog, you get ate up. Keep trying to play a player, I don't be playing fair. I stay fresh to death and you stay gasping for air. Hope you said you a prayer, petty and I don't care. If you coming for me, make sure you come with a pair. Yeah, I'm talking brass, I be dishing it back. You shouldn't be throwing rocks for your house made out of glass. Grow up, you moving too fast, they booing you trash. You doomed to get past, you ain't first, you last.
So, yeah, I see what you're talking about now. And I guess that's why you're mad.
Okay, Jaws and Divas, welcome back. Hello, Source, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm here.
Okay, there you go, there you go. Yeah, see that song right there that she did, that song was crazy. To perform, I think it was like 3 days later on Nonstop Media. She was introduced to Cuban Links, and they were supposed to have did something. I don't know if they ever did it, but they was definitely supposed to have did something.
I don't know. You mad? Let me tell you, and she performed. Yes, she did. She definitely came and she performed, and she did her thing. So definitely shout out to Abyss. Abyss definitely, GQ Palace is definitely a fan. That was one of many hits that she had, and that was a real quick one.
Yes.
But I just love it, you know. You mad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, Rich Money, what you got? What you got? What's next? What's next?
Okay, okay. Give me a minute. I'll try to think.
Come on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so many artists. It's like, oh, wow. Okay.
So just pick some.
Okay, I'm trying to...
I beat you. Ladies from the world. Ladies from the world. You got it?
Yeah, I got one already.
Okay, all right.
I got, Tall Green, Leave Me Alone? Is that an artist?
Okay, let's see. Let's see what you got.
Let's see. All right, Dawes and Divas, here we go. This is Jaton Green, Leave Me Alone. Let's see if that's a new artist. And if it's not, then hey, go ahead. But you probably radio love it. This is Rich Money in Store. Let's make it happen. No, that's not a new one. Sorry, I had to cut it off. That's not it.
It's all right. But guess what? I got something.
All
I got
right,
something.
Right.
Ready?
Okay. Now I see everybody. Okay, go ahead. Who you got? I got something on the next round.
All right. Ready? This is Jordan Pauline. Pauline Million.
I'm alone. What we doing? I'm public. But it's nothing. We were caught for all this shit, so we gon' fly in. I'll be in a Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I need a million.
Okay.
I need a million.
All right.
What?
Yeah,
a million.
I remember that.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm ready.
So you know what?
What you got? What
okay,
you got?
I got another one, too.
When you're done.
Right here. Lori, he was one of the best artists. You still call us. And this one is called Baby Making Love. Baby Making Love by Lori, up and coming artist.
Yes.
Let's make it happen.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Shout out to Rory, boy. He is definitely singing that song.
Shout out to him. His versatility is, huh?
I think sometimes he has like a Luther Vandross feel sometimes with certain songs he sings.
Luther Vandross sweat. He sweat. You know, he sweat always begging, you know. He was always begging back in the day, you know. So, but definitely shout out to him. He is definitely an artist that GQ Powers had on the radio, but he's also an artist that came and performed at our wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So definitely shout out, you know, shout out to him, and, you know, he'll definitely be in the building, possibly at Rich Money's birthday party, you know, doing a little something, you know. We'll see what
he
got in store.
He said he wanna come and he wanna do a little something. I told him he gotta speak to you because you handling everything.
Yeah. I'll definitely make connection with him, and we'll go from there. And
yeah, so let me ask you this. How do you feel about the schools opening? Do you think they should have opened already, or what do you think? What's your opinion on that?
See, I'm going to be, okay, my honest opinion is this. It's twofold. A part of me feels like the school should have opened, yes. I do feel that a lot of the testing and stuff with making sure that the kids were tested before, you know, they came back to school, that was important, and I don't feel like the schools did that. Because if they would have at least tested, had the kids get COVID testing before school started, I believe it would have eliminated a lot of the outbreak in school. You know, I feel like some of the outbreak that took place came from kids and students that unfortunately were not required to get COVID testing. And I believe that the kids should have had to get COVID testing before they went back to school. Just my opinion. It's your girl Storm speaking. But I do feel like the kids should have had COVID testing. Only because, yes, they might have been at home, not in school, but you don't know who they were around at home. So once school started, you know, the coronavirus, it kind of like spread like wildfire, you know, because a lot of people came into school and they did have the coronavirus, whether it was kids or whether it was teachers. See, that's what I'm saying. It was both of them. So I feel they should have opened. I do feel that one of the requirements should have been to have a negative COVID test leading into, you know, returning back to school. So I definitely feel, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I mean, I understand that.
What's your
opinion? I don't even think the school should have. I don't think they should have opened yet. I think it's still going around heavy, and you still got people out here that's hard-headed, and they're not listening. And, you know, the kids, like some teachers, they didn't even take the vaccine shot, and they still working. So, and they say it's mandatory, but teachers is not taking it. You understand? I think it was a school in the Bronx that we was talking about, and they said the kids caught COVID. You understand from the teacher?
Yes, they did.
And
I
feel like they shouldn't have opened up the schools yet. You know, you still got these kids out here, they're still running around. You know, they're still doing what they're doing. You know, you got the young kids that's playing with the other kids, and you know, they're too young to even know if they got anything. But then you got the older kids who's out here still going to partying and coming around each other and not wearing no masks and everything, and they're not taking it seriously. Just like the adults. You got them walking around here with no masks on, you know, and it's becoming a real bad situation. And I really think by November, these schools is going to be closed back down because it's going back up.
You might be right. He might be right.
You
know, I don't believe that they should mandate the vaccine, though. I believe that it should be left up to each individual, you know. I don't believe that anyone should be forced to take the vaccine. I don't believe, just my opinion, I don't believe that they should force you. If you don't get the vaccine, then you lose your job. And I don't feel they should do that. I don't feel like they should be doing that to the teachers doing it at people's jobs, doing it at hospitals, nursing homes. I don't believe that they should be mandating people to get it. It's freedom. It's your freedom of choice, I believe. They should not be able to mandate you to do that. They're taking away from your amendment, I believe. So I think that
they're just
looking to, you know, control you in other ways, and I don't feel like that's fair. I believe each person is entitled to say yes they want it or no they don't, and if they don't want it, it should be respected and not forced to get it. To me, you know, I don't believe they should force people to get it. You know, but
yeah,
I will say I do believe that there should be more testing. I do believe there should be more testing done, and I do believe that there should be some type of like quarantine period stage if someone is showing symptoms of it, you know, and they might have been exposed. I believe that they should be removed right away, and each person that they did come in contact with should be notified, and I don't believe that they're doing enough of that. I believe that they're saying, okay, well, the person technically wasn't initially in contact. You know, they didn't make that initial contact. Well, if I'm in your premises and right in your area, 6 feet right next to you, you know, at school, and you're coughing and sneezing all over the place, and next thing you know, you say, oh, I got the coronavirus, you know, I do think that people should know. So, yeah, just my opinion, though.
I definitely agree with you with the bandage, though, because... You know, you got some people that's not taking it. This is what I don't understand either. You got some people that's not taking it because of their medical conditions. But then you got people saying that they should take it because of their medical conditions. Which, how do you state the facts on that? Because you still have people with medical conditions. If they take it, they passing away. And people with the medical conditions, some if they take it, they not passing away. So how do you go about it in that situation? Because I'm going to give you an example. Like my child, he has asthma. He has heart condition. You understand? So if somebody his age and as big as he is, he's a big guy, you know, Storm, he's a big guy. As, you know, somebody his age, do you think if in your position, you know, let's just put it on the table. Our son, let's just put it on the table. Listen, let me stop beating around the bush. Our son, do you think that he should take the vaccine shot? Somebody in his condition.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do believe someone in his condition should get it. Speaking from someone who has had the coronavirus and it has put a sister out, you know, and it was definitely hard to deal with, I would say yes. He does have, you know, underlying health conditions. You know, but there are a lot of other people who have underlying health conditions also who have taken it. I feel that there really isn't a lot of supporting information around it. Supposedly, you know, once you do have the vaccine, you can get it again. It's just maybe not as bad as it was the first time, you know. But I do believe that even with the vaccine, whoever gets it, they should still be wearing the proper equipment also, though. Don't just say, oh, I'm vaccinated and walk around with no mask on, you know. I think that a little bit more homework needs to be done. So what my opinion is, and I would definitely want to speak to the primary care doctor and see what they feel. You know, how do they feel, you know, about it? Do they suggest it? Do they not suggest it? You know, I would definitely want to find out from the doctor what their opinion is medically.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, okay. I definitely agree with you on that. You know what, Storm? I think we're going to call it a night. As me, Rich Money, you know, we're going to let Storm take it away. I want to wish y'all a blessed night, a safe weekend. And it's going down next weekend at my birthday party, so we will not be on the air. And that's all I have to say. Storm, take it away.
All right. So it's your girl, Storm. It was a great show tonight. We were supposed to have an up-and-coming artist on, Picasso V, but, you know, he was having some technical difficulties with his phone. I don't know. but definitely going to say it was a wonderful show. We were able to go over a lot of information, share a lot of different things, talk about, you know, a lot of stuff that's been going on in the news with the Gabby and Jelani Jay situation, talking about mandation, you know, for the COVID-19, you know, just talking about, you know, safety precautions, changing your gloves, changing your mask, you know, just definitely very informational tonight. So with that being said, we will be back next week, Wednesday. We do have our Diva Squad show on Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock, 563-999-3577. You do have to press the one button. That's with the Diva Squad. They'll, you know, be talking about going into sexy topics. You know, definitely keep it real with you, giving you a lot of information, educational information as well, throwing in sexy topics, talking to people, getting their feedback. You know, we take all questions from people and then getting them feedback for their question. So that's the Diva Squad on Wednesday night. Myself, Storm, Ray Queen, and Miss Mobetta are the hosts of that show. And then that's Wednesday. And then Friday, like Rich Money said, there'll be no show. But we're going to do something a little different tonight. So going out tonight's show, we're going to end the show. But before we end the show, we're going to go out with two of Picasso V's songs. So we're going to play one and then we're going to play the other. That's how we're going to end it tonight. So Picasso V, it was real, you know. Have your people contact our people and we'll go from there. But with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to talking to you guys next week and God bless. Let's go, Rich Money.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Just make sure the one you pick is really truly gonna be worth it. So before I make the move,
can't get far away from you. All I wanna know is why you gotta do me like you do. Can't believe this shit is true. You should help me understand. Fuck it, maybe you should find another man. Don't know what's gotten into you, cause lately you've been tripping. You and that lick in your system, girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body. Yeah, body,
yeah. This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
A check, 50 band deposits. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. Got it out the mud and extra shit. Gotta check and put a paddock on my wrist. Got a pretty bitch who head is fire shit. Yeah. Plotting on me, I don't never trip. Never lose my shit, I always keep a grip. Yeah. Only thing I ever press is time. Yeah. They ask me how I'm doing, tell them fine. I've been getting to it, always on the grind. No time for the games, I'm in and I'm out. I'm driving the bricks back south. Got a white girl driving an S-Fast van. Told her turn pipe straight, get a safe to the house. I'ma go to my city, I'm not Lil Vinny. No more bitch, you try me, you get it. I clean a bitch bank account, swiping her debit. She negative 800,000, I fucked up her credit. Fuck you, I said it. You told people a lot, so I'm glad what I did. I don't even regret it. I know where I've been, but the question is, where am I headed? They say I'd be dead or in prison. I'm in it to win it. Give me the crown. You got it pre-owned. I built mine from the ground. Now when I come around, I do not hear a sound. Yeah. I'm tired of all the sneak dissing comments. Run up a check, 50 band of pirates. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. Funny, they get hypnotized by that little bit of money. This shit'll get ugly. I let my hair go, bitches not wanna fuck me. Either I'm really that good or I'm lucky. Either way, as long as I got a check. Either way, as long as I get respect. Really shooters coming straight at your neck. This is once and for all, we gon' lay this to rest. I'm the best in Bragg County, act about me. I ain't fucking off, I'm a god. And if I ain't on your top five, then you must be crazy as fuck. But sooner or later, you'll see eyes closed. Ain't nobody hotter than me. I'm a mob in the streets, and I ride with the heat. Take my time on a beat, I'ma ride for a fee. Bitch, you riding for free. Down with my shades on, I can give a fuck about a hater. They see me doing my thing now, and everybody needs favors. But it's fuck 'em, I don't own shit. Till I'm all kiss my ass off the tip of my dick. I'm busy getting rich, you busy doing shit. Tired of all the sneak diss and comments. Run up a check, 50 band deposits. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing.